There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, thanks for staying with us for the second hour of the Common Sense Show, heard all over the nation, all over the world, on the World Wide Web, and also on stations coast to coast. We're sure glad to have you join us as we get into the springtime, moving towards April, and a much warmer time of year, my favorite time of year. And so glad to have you talking with us today. We're not a religious show. Most of our stations carry us on Sunday, but we do deal in spiritual issues. We do talk about religious issues that affect each of us in our everyday lives. And, of course, one of the things is that we've often talked about and that some people feel very strongly about is communicating with spirits for proof of the afterlife. Mark Anthony is my guest right now. He's called the psychic lawyer. He is an attorney practicing over in Florida and very active, been involved in writing and just talking and studying about the whole evidence of finding eternity and seeing that there is proof of an afterlife and not just doing it based on faith. So often it's faith-based, but Mark talks about scientific evidence. We're going to talk to him here right now. Hey, Mark, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
And I want to tell our listeners, Mark's new book, Evidence of Eternity, is on my website at jimbrownusa.com if you want to order it. Mark, pick up on what I said there in my comments about the fact that normally religion is considered faith-based, that even when you go back into the New Testament and look at Jesus Christ, we know so little about him. There's got to be a lot of faith in what so many of us believe, but you have taken it to an additional step where you talk about how under the right circumstances people can communicate with spirits and that there is proof of afterlife by this communication. There's also some scientific evidence that you can tie in all together. Give us a general philosophical focus of where you're coming from in terms of looking at evidence of eternity.
I was raised in a Catholic family. In fact, I'd even considered going into the clergy. And so from a very young age, Jim, I studied all of the major religions of the world. And in faith is a very important part. I mean, Jesus said that, you know, blessed are those who believe and yet not see. And that ties into his encounter with the disciple Thomas, who we all know euphemistically as Doubting Thomas. However, since the dawn of recorded history, people everywhere, Jim, have reported feeling the presence of a loved one, seeing a spirit. I mean, television is filled with ghost explorer and paranormal exploration shows. I myself have been part of many investigations and studies into paranormal phenomenon. And the fact of the matter is, I believe that faith and science are not mutually exclusive. In fact, recently, Pope Francis said something which was very profound. He was talking about science and about the Big Bang Theory. And what the Pope said was that the Big Bang does not contradict the creative intervention of God. Rather, it depends upon it. So what
I don't know why people argue so much about that. Now, you just may decide, look, there is no God out there. But if you want to reconcile the Big Bang Theory and God, someone had to light the match for the bang to go off. It had to start somewhere. So, right. That just seems logical, you know.
It does. And I love the way you said that. Someone had to light the match to get the Big Bang. Because, you know, there's always the debunkers, the people who are closed-minded and believe that anyone who has faith in God or belief in an afterlife is delusional. And I actually kind of feel sorry for them. Yet, I know that they're in for a very big surprise once they die, because they're going to transition from this form to another. You know, Jim, every major religion, and let's take Christianity, because, you know, most of the folks in this country are Christian, but this also applies to Hinduism, applies to Judaism, it applies to Islam, to Native Americanism, spirituality, is that the soul, the spirit, pre-exists the human body, comes into the body, and when the body ceases to function, goes on. What does the second law of thermodynamics teach us in physics? And we all had to learn this in school. Energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another. The spirit is energy. We know that the brain, the heart, our nerves has an electrical field. This can be measured. This can be quantified. So by definition, when the body that temporarily houses that electricity, that energy, and there's more to the energy than just electricity, once that ceases, the body ceases to function, that energy goes somewhere. And science is just now beginning to get to the point where we're understanding that there's so much more to the universe than what we're physically capable of seeing. In fact, dark matter theorists claim that over 90% of the universe is invisible to us, not just to our naked eye, but to our technology. So if 90% of creation is beyond our ability to perceive, how can you listen to people go around and say you're delusional for believing in God? What, just because it's not within their limited worldview doesn't mean it doesn't exist?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track on that, Mark, in terms of your philosophical approach, because you look at just in this last 6 months, there have been a number of new galaxies and millions and millions of new stars out there have been discovered, holes that we never thought we would find. We thought we had some limits of the whole universe, but we're finding that maybe we've not even found a drop in the bucket. And so if that's the case, it plays into exactly what you're saying, that we have such a limited focus and knowledge within our reach, within our confines, that it's just hard to prejudge. And of course, that's where faith comes in. But even those most of us who have that faith, I'm one of them, you obviously are one of them, we still are looking for some thread to show that we're on the right track. And I think that's what you're trying to do in your book and in your work, and as a psychic, saying, look, there are threads out there that show we're on the right track. It may take, thousands and who knows how many years to get to them, but at least we're on the right track. Does that make sense in terms of how I see your approach to what you're talking about?
Totally. You're right on point. Evidence of Eternity, the name of my book, what I do as a psychic medium presents evidence that the spirit, the consciousness, survives physical death. In the scientific realm, of course, you're always going to have the people that say that consciousness is completely created by the brain. Well, Dr. Eben Alexander, he and I were speakers at the Edgar Cayce Center's Afterlife Conference back in November, and we had this discussion, and although there are a number of people in the medical and scientific community that say that consciousness is completely created by the brain, if you look in any neuroscience book, anything about the physiology of the brain, there may be 500 pages on the functions and the axons and the wiring of the brain, but maybe a paragraph on what consciousness is. So the people who say, well, it's created by the brain have no idea how it's created. And so what I believe and what several people believe in the scientific field is that consciousness survives physical death. But it goes farther than just what I believe. And in the 1970s, Dr. Raymond Moody, who endorsed my new book along with Kenneth Ring and Jeffrey Long, they're the three top near-death experience scientists in the world,
And hey, Mark, excuse me. Mark, let me stop you right there. We've got to take a little pause for a break, but I want to tell our listeners we're talking with Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. His book is called Evidence of Eternity. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Full explanation. Got lots of questions for Mark. And so, Mark, if you'll hold on, we'll take a little break to freshen up your coffee, catch our breath, focus on spirituality and the afterlife, and come back and talk about it a lot more. Be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Do we know enough about the future or about evidence within the religious community to make determinations about spirits, about afterlife, and how does science and religion mix? Have we really gone in depth that much to discuss this whole area? We're doing it right now with Mark Anthony. He's written a fascinating new book called Evidence of Eternity. You can find it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Mark interrupted you there before, but pick up what you were saying before in terms of focusing on the spiritual and tying in scientific evidence.
In the last 40 years...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. Go ahead. In the last 40 years, there has been a field known as survival of consciousness studies, which have focused on near-death experiences. And near-death experiences, for the benefit of the listeners, is when somebody dies, and then it seems like miraculously or through paramedics and on the operating table, they come back to life. And they describe their consciousness separating from their body, a feeling of euphoria and floating, and then they encounter a bright light, go through a tunnel, see a number of people that they know who have died, and then they encounter what everyone describes as God. Although several of the people that I've interviewed who've had near-death experiences say that even the word God is too limiting. It's just this fascinating, loving, white light energy. And then the next thing they know, they're being pulled back and they come back to their body. Now, this is more than just a phenomenon of a dying brain, because several studies have been conducted of people who are blind since birth, yet when they come out of the near-death experience, they are talking about visual encounters of things. So if somebody's blind since birth and the brain is dying, the brain would be drawing upon only what it knows as opposed to giving visual accounts. Then there's people who say, well, this whole bit about you only see people you know who are dead. Well, a study in Japan, this woman went into the light and she encountered her sister. When she came back, she said, I saw my sister, but that cannot be, for she is alive. And her parents, who were there in the emergency room with her, said, you didn't know this, but in another part of Japan, your sister was killed in an accident yesterday. So we could go on and on with stories like this, but what we're seeing is scientists, many of whom were either agnostic or atheist, they were questioning God or just flatly didn't believe in the existence of God at all, and then through these, they're seeing that your consciousness survives your physical death. What's really cool about this, Jim, is the vast, vast, vast majority of near-death experience survivors, they don't say that there's a God. They know there is.
That's fascinating, Mark. Well, now tell me a little bit about communication with those who have passed on, the psychic families that want to communicate, or that gets into a little bit more of a uncertain area. You know, that's a big leap for an awful lot of people. It's a big leap for me, quite frankly, that I follow you all the way around about lack of scientific evidence, the fact that there's so much more to be learned, the fact that people have near-death experiences. That all is somewhat explainable, and the answer may be it's my limited knowledge, but as a psychic lawyer, elaborate a little bit, and I want to tell our listeners, you know, Mark Anthony is just not some guy off the wall. He's Oxford educated. He's a licensed attorney. He studied this whole mediumship, if you will, at great length. So, Mark, that's why I wanted you on, because I don't feel like you're just some guy that's kind of say, hey, send me $100 and we'll let you talk to your loved one, you know, over the internet. But go into this more uncertain foundation of discussion involving communicating with those who have already passed away.
Thank you, Jim. Everybody's capable of having a mediumistic experience. In other words, sensing the presence of a deceased loved one. And it cross-cuts faith lines, ethnicity, politics. In fact, did you know over one-third of U.S. presidents have consulted with psychics or mediums? And we're talking the likes.
We all know that Ronald Reagan did. You know, we heard a lot about Nancy Reagan doing it.
We do. Ronald Reagan did, but also Richard Nixon, John F. Kennedy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, even Lyndon Johnson. So there is nothing, you know, nothing woohoo about this, because political leaders have been consulting with mediums and psychics for thousands of years. But on a scientific basis, I know a lot of people say that's impossible, I don't believe it, the Bible says it's wrong, you know, they fling all these reasons. But there's a physiological basis why all of this happens. I'm being mindful of the time. Do we have another break at halfway at 30 minutes after the hour?
No. Go ahead. We're fine. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure. In my new book, I explained the physiological basis. Now, we all have the same equipment. In our brain, there is a gland known as the pineal gland, and it's about 3 to 4 inches behind the center of our forehead. For the folks who do yoga, they call that the third eye chakra. But there's more than just a fanciful name. The chakras are energy centers, which there's 7 of them in our bodies, and they all line up with the endocrine glands, which secrete both chemicals and electrical impulses. Well, the pineal gland contains calcite and magnetite crystals, and it generates an electromagnetic field. It regulates our brainwave frequencies, and it has to do with our perception and ability to process light, in addition to secreting the hormone melatonin. Long story short, we have an antenna, a transmitter, and a receiver in our heads. And a lot of people negate spirit contact, but then they'll talk about having a dream where a deceased loved one comes to them. And it's different than a regular dream. Regular dreams have that surrealistic, fantastical characteristics to them, whereas a visitation, let's say a deceased loved one comes and you have a coherent conversation with a beginning, a middle, and an end. What is going on here is, when, right now, Jim, you and I are in what's called the beta state. If we were to measure the brainwaves in our head, the beta state, that's, you know, the conscious state where you're able to do your job and I'm able to drive a car and hopefully, you know, balance my checkbook.
We got about 45 seconds, Mark. Yeah, we got about 45 seconds.
45 seconds. All right. Then we should, yeah, we should really pick this up when we come back, because I want to explain to people how there is a physiological and a scientific basis for spirit communication, and that everybody in the world has the same equipment.
All right, we'll come on back and talk a little bit more with Mark Anthony. His book, Evidence of Eternity, fascinating subject about where we go from here with a scientific foundation that may give you some links towards the afterlife. Again, the book is on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll take a few more minutes with Mark when we come on back. Still lots to talk about on the Common Sense Show. You can sign up for my regular emails and full information about our show as well as my weekly columns. Again, that website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back and talk about evidence of eternity and some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know: PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Extend your life with Extend Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine and strength in the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about whether or not the afterlife is something that is based on faith. Or is there some type of evidence we can point to, something in science or some focal point of reference to give us more encouragement that there is this afterlife, and can you communicate with those who have passed away? My guest is Mark Anthony. He's an attorney. He is also a psychic, and his book is called Evidence of Eternity. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Mark, we've got about 10 more minutes here to pull it all together, but continue to elaborate with me on your will about communicating with the afterlife. That's the tough one for an awful lot of people about, I think you made a very compelling argument about the fact that with faith there is a lack of knowledge that can give us more scientific evidence in the present. That's an excellent point here today. Talk a little bit more about communication with the afterlife, if you will.
There is a physiological basis for it, which lies within the pineal gland within our brain, which has magnetite calcite crystals. And Jim, you know, the first radio was a chunk of quartz crystal, the copper wire running low levels of electricity through it. But we have something by far more sophisticated in our head, which is able to surge our brainwave frequency to a higher level. The string theorists from the time of Albert Einstein all the way through to Stephen Hawking have talked about that there's not just a universe, but there's multiverses. In other words, there's different dimensions. We are living in a material world dimension. And when we die, the energy which is within our body then reverts back to a purely energetic state. So I refer to what I do as interdimensional communication. And while living in the material world, the pineal gland surges our brainwave frequency. Think about our world as being AM radio, amplitude modulation. And think about the other side, this, where spirits reside, as being frequency modulation, in other words, FM. Sometimes AM and FM overlap. Well, that's exactly what's happening in spirit communication, and we have a sophisticated communication device in our head, our inner telephone, if you will, that enables us to do this. I go into much greater detail in Evidence of Eternity, but what we are seeing through conducting interdimensional communication is, if I just told you, oh, your grandmother's here, she loves you, and that's great, you know, people that we'll look at that with not only skepticism but with disbelief. It is bringing forth pieces of evidence and information. And the other day I was doing a reading for a woman whose daughter came through and kept talking about her cork shoes, and the client didn't understand this, and I said something about the cork shoes and Michael, and that she wants you to know that heaven is better than a Sunday. I received an email today from the client. She was so overwhelmed during the reading that she wasn't thinking clearly, and she told me that her daughter's favorite pair of cork shoes were given to one of her best friends, who's now dating her deceased daughter's boyfriend, Michael. You know, this is a couple of years after the passing, so it wasn't anything inappropriate. And she said, "Heaven is better than a Sunday." She said, "My daughter died on a Sunday. And every time Sunday comes, I cringe. And now I know that she's in heaven, and that when Sunday comes, I should not be overwhelmed with grief." Now, people can sit there and pick things like that apart, and that's just a snippet of what came through. I mean, if I go through all the detailed chunks of evidence and pieces of evidence that are transmitted from spirits, it's really overwhelming. And that's why I wrote a book that's different than what all the other mediums are out there writing. I'm explaining this in a logical manner, just like your show says, common sense, in a common sense manner based on science, theoretical physics, human physiology, theology. I do not discount religion. I believe that faith and science are not mutually exclusive, because what people of faith have known for thousands of years, science is now in a position to begin ratifying it and validating it. And maybe perhaps the nature of faith is that you don't need the proof, but for many, they do. And if God didn't want us to question these things, to have diversity and diversity of opinion, then we'd be like a school of fish. We'd all look the same, act the same, respond the same, but we're not. And one of the greatest gifts God has given to all of us is our individuality and our insatiable curiosity.
Let me ask, let me play devil's advocate with you on one question. We're kind of winding down, but I guess, how important is it to focus on the afterlife outside of the fact that the consequences, that may have consequences to a lot of people? The heaven's kind of a crutch. You know, they say, look, I got to be careful because I'm going to be judged here later on down the line. So if you go beyond that, though, I wonder, in so many people's worlds, how important is the afterlife? Obviously, very important to a lot of people you've talked to because they want to communicate or get a better feel. But is that a crutch or you have focused a good bit on relating to the afterlife? The average listener out there, is that important to us or not?
Yes, it is, because our existence here in the material world is an infinitesimal fraction of what we really are and what we're really all about. And every great religion has essentially the law of karma. Whatever you do comes back on you, both in Buddhism and Hinduism, Christianity, whatever a man shall reap, so he shall sow. The laws of physics, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Because I'm an attorney, I write a lot of edgy true crime stories in Evidence of Eternity. So it's not just, you know, a psychic phenomenon. This is for anybody who likes a riveting page turner, lots of edgy edginess to it, because I've dealt with everyone from incredibly spiritual, nonviolent Buddhists to psychopathic killers. And this range of experience has enabled me to see that even if our human system of justice fails, there's one thing that never will, and that's God's system of justice. You can call it reincarnation. You can call it the law of karma. You can call it eternal balance. And it's not for us to judge, because it is for God to judge.
Well, it's something that that we'll be talking about for a long, long time, and what I think has come out of this discussion is how much potential there is for new knowledge. I think that's the most important point I got out of our discussion with you here today, Mark, in terms of we have so much more to learn and so much more to understand. And you balance that all with faith, and hopefully it's an individual decision we all balance out with. Hey, Mark, glad you spent some time with us today. I'd like to have you back again. I want to tell our listeners the book is called Evidence of Eternity by Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. You can find the book on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Mark, have a great weekend. Thanks for spending time with us. Hope we can talk to you again in the future.
I look forward to coming back, and thank you very much, Jim, and to all of your listeners, may God bless you.
All right, take care. Take care. Interesting focus, as that Mark has said, about how important it is to be judged at some point in time. And that's a bone of contention for a lot of people. I mean, I've had people tell me that, look, they believe in God, but they don't really worry about the afterlife, that if you do good works, if you relate to your family and your fellow man, that whatever comes in the afterlife is there, but it's not critical. You follow me? It's not critical to exactly how you live your life. So anyway, the discussion will go on for some time to come. Find the book on the website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. I hope you'll go to my website. I write a column every week about what's going on in the country today. You can find that column, and you can sign up for a regular email alert there. Where I'll send you there on the website, too. Again, that's jimbrownusa.com. We've got one more segment to talk about. Let's freshen up your coffee and make one more time to make some more common sense.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body. body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, race. The race issue continues to be a point of focus that obviously needs some discussion from all sides. It's a multidimensional problem, and we need to talk about it. There have been some efforts to talk about it that have undermined any responsible approach to how we deal with better understandings. And when you talk about race, you've got to cover the whole gamut. You've got to talk about what the welfare program has done to families, both white and African American, in terms of the lack of a family unit, no father figure there. We've got to talk about crime, where a much higher percentage of crime is committed by African Americans than within the white community. You've got to talk a multidimensional figures. Ferguson, Missouri. I'm concerned, but I don't think the message coming out of Ferguson was that Michael Brown got shot, an African American got shot. Michael Brown was a thug. He was someone who'd robbed a store before, and an African American attorney general, appointed by an African American president, determined that the officer involved acted in self-defense. I think the more valid concern, if I were an African American living in Ferguson, Missouri, and I used to live right next door to Ferguson in a community called Ladue, Missouri, right next door to Ferguson, I think a more valid concern, if I were African American, would be the fact that Ferguson is a town that is about 68% African American, almost 70%. Mayor's a white Republican, city council virtually all white, school board, I think with one exception, all white. The police department's all white. So that would be a concern, but the concern would be directed, well, why is that? And one of the reasons is that there are elections and that the African American community does not participate at nearly the level in terms of elections. The turnout in the last election was about 8% in the African-American community. Elections have consequences. So if you want to bring about some change, I don't see the Michael Brown focus as a problem. I do see the fact that there's very little black participation in Ferguson. And to deal with that participation, you go out and vote. You register and you go out and vote. There's a procedure in Missouri. I'm a lawyer and I'm was qualified as a Missouri lawyer. And in the state of Missouri, if you can have by a small number of people get a petition on the ballot to recall all the public officials. You don't have to wait till the next election. You can have a recall election. And yet there's been no effort to do that up there. So I just throw that out. Howard Schultz, who I know, if you go to my website at jimbrownusa.com, you'll see Howard Schultz, the president of Starbucks, and me there. We've had several meetings and a number of discussions. In his, what, about 12,000 Starbucks throughout the country, there was an effort recently to start a discussion about race in America. That kind of fizzled because no matter who you were, whether you were Hispanic, whether you were Asian American, whether you were Caucasian, whether you were black American, you wanted to go to Starbucks and read the morning paper and drink your coffee. You know, you didn't want to go there and get into a major discussion about race at Starbucks, and that didn't go out to start very well. And so I thought it was kind of ironic, by the way, that Howard Schultz, again, a fellow I've met, has a board of directors, 20 board of directors, 19 are white and one is Asian American. No African Americans on his board. He lives in a gated community that is all white. And so he's leading the charge of us. So, look, I might tell Mr. Schultz that, you know, I go to, and I don't even understand why to go to Starbucks. You got the tall and the grande, and you pay $6-7 for a cup of coffee. That's not my cup of tea, if you will, to do that along the line. So I'm not a regular coffee shop dropper inner at Starbucks. But I just think nobody wants to be lectured before your morning coffee. And so that didn't take off very well. Another thing, and again, it's factual discussions about this whole area. We've got a big issue down here where I live. I live in the deepest of the deep southern states in Louisiana. And we have a wonderful festival every year called the Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival. It's a huge festival where probably 40,000 people converge in this small community. They've got a big parade. They've got things related to strawberries. It's one of the strawberry capitals of America where you get all these wonderful fresh strawberries. And every year they have a huge parade and they have bands play. And one thing they do is they have their annual poster. You buy the poster and they're collector's items, as are many of the music festivals we have down here in parades where you can get a special festival. Well, this year the poster was folk art, and it was done by a guy that happened to be white. I think he was Arabic, was the painter. And it showed two young kids, about 7 or 8, hands in their pockets, one smiling at the other. They happened to be African American, and there was not a lot of detailed features. They were the face was dark colored black, and the lips were red, recognizing the Strawberry Festival. I thought it was a delightful poster. They've completely run out, and I'm in line to get one next week. I want to get the poster, and I'm going to hang it up on my wall. Beautiful little poster. But there was some in the African-American community that felt like the poster was a blight on African-Americans. It just categorized the racial structure of just the heavy black face and the prototype, if you will. I might point out Clementine Hunter. I don't know if you know that artist. If you Google, you'll see Clementine Hunter. She was an African-American artist from Louisiana, and she did the same folk art with the same very sharp features along the same way as this poster. But the poster by this Arab American didn't go over very well, so they quit selling the posters down here. Quit selling the posters. Look, if you don't like that poster, don't buy the poster. Don't buy the poster. But the painting of two delightful black children on the poster was looked on as what pickaninny stereotypes, I think, is how it was depicted within some factions. And I think the head of the NAACP said it's offensive, it's distasteful. And the artist, who has painted a lot of Southern culture folk art paintings, considered it abstract art, shapeless features are the norm of his paintings, And so, in fact, he said, I thought it was kind of interesting, he said that the facelessness, where there's no detail in the painting, does not mean that the little girl and little boy are nobody. It means they're everybody. It means that they're everybody. And I thought that was a great response to that particular issue. So I just share that with you about the complications of any discussion about race. The discussions need to be had, but they need to be multifaceted, where you cover the gamut in covering so many of these issues that often we don't do. And, again, if you'd like to see that, I'd like to get your opinion of it. You can email me. On my website has my email address. It's simply jb@jimbrownusa.com. That's jb@jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. Scroll down a couple of little pictures, and you'll see this delightful caricature, this folk art, this poster from the Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival, the Louisiana Strawberry Festival, that portrays these delightful kids. So why, if that's what the artist feels in terms of folk art, I don't have a problem with that. By the way, I put up the poster on my Facebook page, which is just Jim Brown LA. If you're on Facebook, go to Jim Brown LA. And I received hundreds of comments, 98% of which agreed with me that the poster was delightful, the kids were so cute, and it should not be a stereotype where race is a function within the area. If it had been a folk art poster of whites, white faces, there would have been no real features, just maybe the puffed lips and the white face. Do you think people would be offended by it? No one would have said a word. No one would have said a word. The artist is saying, look, he wants to be inclusive. He wants to reflect the fact that we have a large African-American population here in Louisiana, and that he wants to be fully inclusive. And he painted these delightful kids, which was his expression. And again, I like that explanation that what he painted was not something that represented somebody, but that represented everybody. So I share that with you, and just share those concerns and that controversy that's going on down here in my home state of Louisiana. Again, you can find that poster on my website at jimbrownusa.com. By the way, I hope you go to my website. You have some fun there with it. I put up a weekly column. Every week I try to comment about something in the news. I've talked a good bit about race relations, politics, obviously, in the news. I talk about the fact that some of these candidates for president are saying we all got to speak English. Well, I'm not sure we all do, and I give a little different slant about that whole flow. So take a look and see what you think. Again, go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a notice that I'll give you every week as to who's on the show, what the column's about, and what we're going to be talking about in the future. Hey, we're out of time. I wish we weren't. Got lots more to talk about. Hope you've got a great weekend. Cheer on your basketball team for March Madness. Have a great weekend, folks. I'll be here soon. Same time, same station. Check your local times and listings as to when I'm on. And we'll see you next week here on the Jim Brown Show to make some more common sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
D.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.